Now, it's what we've all been waiting for. Time to find out how Guernsey's Gareth Griffin got on at this year's National Onion Championships in Harrogate.
3 weeks ago on Jim Cathcart at breakfast.
Well, this year I'm taking over three onions for the heaviest three onion class and also one onion for the heaviest single onion. I'm responsible for getting all the onions to the show, hence I'm sitting down here waiting for the ferry and I'm about to go on a Condor Liberation.
Do they all fit in your car, Gareth?
I'm in a motorhome, so I've got plenty of room. My wife's flying. She's not particularly keen on the fact that the motorhome's full of onions at the moment, so you can imagine it's got a bit of an aroma to it.
Are you crying?
No, I'm not crying. I will be after the championship, probably.
Guernseyman Gareth Griffin set off to Harrogate, England, in his onion-filled motorhome to defend his National Onion Championships title. The question is, did he win again?
I think it's best to just do that.
How long do you reckon it would take you to chop a regular-sized onion, Gareth?
Probably about only about one minute or so. Yeah, I would think so, yeah.
And in front of this onion, Gareth, is a slightly bigger one. Take us through that.
Well, the standard Spanish onion weighs about 5 ounces. And the other one that I've got with me here today weighs 13 pounds 5 ounces, so there's a fair difference. The onion I took was placed fifth, which is exactly what I predicted when you were interviewing me before we went. This year's winner was 13 pounds 9 and a half ounces, and the second place went to an onion just half an ounce. In fact, it was less than half an ounce below that of 13 pounds 9. So after all that work, there was basically the weight of a raspberry between the two onions. The first prize is £500, second prize is £250, so that was a £250 loss for the sake of a half an ounce.
Gareth, why do you take part in these championships?
I don't know really. I think it's once you're hooked on this, you seem to carry on doing it. My dad, he won it at the North Shore level for 10 years, and I used to laugh at him thinking, why is he wasting his time doing that? And then eventually I started growing them, and you just want to better the weight of the previous year each year, so you just seem to carry on doing it.
So it really does come down to size matters?
On onions, yes. Yeah.
This is 10 months of work, so what happens to it now?
This will be planted up in January, along with the other the best ones that I've grown this year. I have given them in the past to places like soup kitchens and hotels. One of the hotels a few years ago used to make onion rings out of them. They said the customers were trying to find the join in the ring, but obviously they didn't realise it was a 28-inch circumference onion ring.
A great big onion.
I wonder if your world is a great big onion.
I'm not that hooked on onions, no. It's just a hobby that there's a few of us grow giant vegetables, and I just happen to keep on trying to get the world record for the giant onion, which I'll carry on doing until maybe I'll get it. Who knows?
Oh, well, well done to Gareth. I mean, he did well, didn't he? He did predict before he went away that actually he wasn't going to be able to defend his title, sadly, this year, partly because of the conditions and things. But really interesting that one raspberry weight was basically the thing that actually sort of won it for the one that won. But well done to Gareth as well, representing Guernsey at those Onion Championships in Harrogate.